10 years ago, Michael Levitt managed pandemic preparedness when he was former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. At the time, Levitt played a big role in putting together a plan for handling the H1N1 swine flu. He noted that everything done in advance of a pandemic will seem alarmist. Everything we do afterwards will seem inadequate. Because of his expertise on the federal level and being former governor of Utah, Levitt was asked for his advice by members of the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, known as HELP. This is Washington Senator and committee ranking member Patty Murray.
We need to understand fully and exactly everything that has gone wrong in our response to COVID-19, why and how we work to make sure we are never in this situation again.
Shortages of personal protective equipment, lack of quick and available testing, and the need for a vaccine top the list of concerns for the committee. Governor Levitt offered one important recommendation.
Clarity on the division of labor between state and federal government in a pandemic. States need to be armed with a clear understanding of their role and the federal government its role.
Levitt says governments on all levels need to be modernized and supported by more funding, not just when there's a national emergency.
Public health has been malnourished over the course of the last almost 40 years, and we need to build up that infrastructure.
Tennessee Senator and Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander expressed his determination that the nation would not be caught this unprepared again.
Even the experts underestimated the ease of transmission and the ability of this coronavirus to spread without symptoms. These qualities made the virus, in the words of Dr. Fauci, my worst nightmare.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.